From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Dana White to say that Connor was trying to justify it. It's because he punked out my boy. I had to come to his defense. There's down to 9 fights now. There was 13 fights on this card 2 days ago.
Let's go over the ones that were lost.
Artem Lobov's fight off. Michael Chiesa was supposed to fight Anthony Pettis. He got his face cut up. Ray Borg, he got glass in his face. He had glass particles in his eye. So that makes 4 fights that had to get scrapped because of this melee.
It's time for the gambling guru of the universe, RJ Bell.
What is Houston's record when they're clearly motivated with all their team?
I think it's 40-2.
Has any team been 40-2?
I doubt it.
So some people could say that the Rockets team that's entering the playoffs has performed at a higher level than any team in NBA history. So now the question is, do they stay healthy? Playoff history for a lot of these players has been poor. How much of another gear does Golden State have?
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number 3, 713-780-ESPN, your number 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. If you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. All available on podcastarena.com. And at some point when the golf tournament's over, we'll welcome in the 94.1 listeners. But right now, they're listening to golf, which Pat Reed has gotten it to a 10 under now with 3 straight birdies. Yeah, he's just crushing. So I was looking at this draft thing I'm in. The guy who's in last, all right, so I've got 241 points right now. The next guy has 202.
Okay.
And then third has 188. It pays top two, so I'm feeling pretty good at this stage.
I would too.
The guy who's dead last with 116. Would you like to hear his team?
Sergio?
No. Oh, sir. Damn. His first choice was Tiger Woods.
Ooh, not good.
That's a first round pick. Second round pick, Phil Mickelson.
Oh, no.
So he's at +4, +5.
Did he have the turn? Like, what, was he at the 8 spot where he got 8 and 9?
I don't know where he started.
Okay.
But it probably was, I'm
guessing. Somewhere around there.
Yeah. Alexander Noren, +9. He's not making the cut. Mm. Tyrrell Hatton, +5, not making the cut. Daniel Berger, +3.
Daniel Berger, he's not even a golfer. Why did he pick that guy?
I don't know, but he's got 116 points, and my little team has 241.
RIP to that guy's crappy team.
Yeah, no kidding. So the guy who's chasing me, his team's not bad, but he's got Jordan Spieth.
Okay.
He's got Henrik,
mm-hmm.
who's up there now. I need him to mishit the ball. Adam Scott, who's +4, Zach Johnson, who's even, and Brandon Grace, who's +2.
Okay. So he's hanging around.
Yeah.
His
team's, it's not bad. It's not bad, but I feel like Team Falcon here is looking really good because I've extended my lead from yesterday. You know, it was 20 points yesterday. So
and now it's 1 million points.
It's 40 something, almost 40. So, and Chris Whitmire taking credit for Reed.
Yep.
You just going to walk in here and then walk out, Holly? Is that how it works?
I just walked right back into golf.
Oh, God. Well, are you done over there?
No, going back on.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe she was done.
I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah, she just walked in, heard golf.
Walked back out.
Yeah.
She's out of here. Well, bye.
Yeah. Tiger finishes 4 over.
Okay. So do we have
we aren't
let
finished.
Me know who's finished. Let's get another golf update.
I don't know if we have enough people finished yet because Patrick Reed's still on the course.
Bubba's still on the course?
I'm pretty sure. Well, let's see. Bubba Watson?
Yep.
Still on the course.
Paul Casey?
I think he was done. He sucked. He's finished at +5.
Okay. Oh, Jong, you're in trouble, buddy.
Well, right now it looks like he's going to make the cut.
That's good. Chuck Hoffman?
Still on stroking. The course, and he's at 3 under.
Oh no, he was at 5 earlier.
Yeah, he's gone the wrong direction.
Dude,
that is not helping my draft.com.
Yeah, but it's helping you with us.
Well, that's okay. I don't want that. I'm sure
there's more money where draft.com.
Yeah, a little bit more.
Just a little bit.
A little more than $30. Well, $20 technically.
Technically.
Yeah.
And Pat Reed is still on the course, huh?
Pat Reed is still on the course. So, Justin Thomas is, I think, finishing up now. He's 3 under, so he's made a move.
I think I've got the, like, top to bottom, the best team. But the way that we play, your team is definitely the best right now.
Through two rounds.
We're
only halfway there. A lot can happen.
And you've got one guy that's just killing it.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to keep playing like that.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. But Sergio, plus 16 through 17 holes today. Not going to make the cut. Safe to say.
And I remember when we played this game and I picked the winner, and I still didn't win the pool.
Yeah.
It pissed me off. I don't like that. Just,
you know, freaking Sergio, though. I never pick him because I just don't like him. I don't like Spaniards. Nothing personal.
In fact, I picked him once, and he won a tournament.
Yeah.
Did he win the Masters?
Yeah, he won the Masters last year. I think that's when you picked him. And so this year I picked him, defending champ. I was getting him, I thought, fairly reasonably cheap.
You took him in the round that we all took old people in.
And
Tiger, Phil, Sergio.
So I will never pick Sergio again.
That's okay, it. He's dead to you.
No Spaniards at all.
Who will win a major next, Tiger or Sergio?
Sergio's more likely than Tiger. Brother Bear asks, what's more likely to happen? Tiger wins another major, Bonds and Clemens voted into the Hall of Fame, or LeBron exceeds Jordan's seven rings?
I think the LeBron thing is the most likely.
Yeah, I think Bonds and Clemens will eventually get in the Hall. I'll go with that one, but
okay.
I think they're all...
They're both way more likely than the Tiger one.
Yeah, yeah. I'm been saying Tiger would never win another major since 2008. I'm not about to change my...
If this is the new great Tiger...
So they somebody sent us a picture of this Giada woman. Rudy sent it, and everybody was telling me how hot she was. That's like the biggest forehead I've ever seen. She's kind of weird looking. She's attractive, but a little weird.
She's got a 5 head.
Yeah, maybe a 6.
Damn, 6 head.
It's a lot, and she's kind of like over made up. I'm not really a fan of it. It's almost pink.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, did you see the picture?
No.
It's on, it was tweeted.
Tweeted to me.
Yeah, you got to roll back though.
I'm having a hard time keeping up with Twitter because I'm using my phone for like.
So, why'd you bring the.
Because I was going to use it, but I don't have Twitter installed on there. So, it's just easier for me to keep up.
Well, so far, nobody would know that you did not have your laptop.
Well, that's
good. Have you heard from the alleged geniuses?
I think that chick is pretty hot. She's a famous chef.
Yeah, I'm looking at a bigger photo. I just too much forehead for me.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
It may be the I do. It kind of
get over it in a hurry.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying she looks a little weird. She's attractive, but she's got a little weirdness to her. That's all I'm saying. And you know, that's my choice whether or not to go for weird or not. 713. Somebody said Jordan 1-6, not 7. We know that.
The point was, will LeBron surpass him with seven?
Yeah. Will LeBron get 7, basically, is the way you should ask that, I guess. Oh, Patrick Reed is just bogeyed.
Good.
Back to 9 under.
Oh, poor guy.
Failure. He's kind of a big guy.
He's a great big fat person.
I wouldn't go quite that far, but he's certainly on the chunky side.
Who's bigger, his belly or that chick's forehead?
Oh, the chick's forehead. Yeah, that's not even close. All right, 713-780-ESPN. We'll you know what we'll do? If you want to get in, we'll take some phone calls next segment. We haven't really done any. Haven't really been interested in doing any, but we'll do them. I think we've covered most of the cool stuff. Oh, somebody says she's 4'11". Okay, I like smalls.
Mm-hmm.
So that bumps her up a little bit.
Yeah, I like that too.
So that's worth a point or two.
Dana said that everyone who lost out on a fight tomorrow will be paid their show money. Then someone said, will they be paying their win and show? He said, we're not that rich. So everybody's going to get at least their money to show, which is good.
Yeah, 713 says, Fred says, Giada looks too weird but has a thing for alien women. Pretty sure they have big foreheads too, JT. I don't know. Not the alien women I've seen. The really cool ones? You're thinking Avatar woman. that would not be my first choice. I would not have that. I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying that wouldn't be my first choice when it comes to hot alien chicks.
Man, today is April 6th.
Yeah. A day that will live in infamy.
We're 5 days away from the Andre the Giant documentary.
Yeah, we're also 9 days away from
it's gonna be so great.
Getting our taxes done, which I don't think I've done yet. The wife's supposed to be doing
it. You're worried about the wrong things. Focus on the Andre the Giant documentary.
Thank you, Patrick Reed, for costing me a point. I'm only up 239 to 203 now. It's down to 36. That's not good. This is not going to be good enough, guys. You got to pick up your game. All right. You know, I know what we will do for sure next segment. The Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. My ask is your don't talk crap or make predictions during a game. Also apply to golf. Yeah, I don't. There's too much, especially round two.
Yeah, it's way too early.
Like, I wouldn't even say Tiger's out of it right now, even at four over.
No.
And with Patrick Reed at nine under, I wouldn't be shocked if by the end of the day, Sunday, Tiger's ahead of him, even though he's not. Yeah, but I try to stay away from it, except for my prediction that Tiger will never win another major.
Ever.
Hey, one hockey play tonight, lost last night, but I like Chicago at home at a plus number against St. Louis, who desperately needs to win and is not playing well.
Okay.
So, and Chicago would like nothing more than to ruin their season. So, all right, I have to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, speaking of Tiger. You would fight Tiger, probably. I don't know if you'd fight this Tiger. Here's the other thing, too. I don't think I would ever want to live in rural India.
No?
Because...
I don't think I'd want to live in urban India.
Probably not. There's too many people there, for one thing. And there's also too many tigers running around. They have tigers in that country.
Oh, I thought you meant I'd fight Tiger Woods.
Well, I think you would. I don't think you'd fight this Tiger.
No,
I was setting it up.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, you were...
I should have played along. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well...
I'm a dumb.
No. You're just... you're not operating at 100% capacity. This is your sixth hour of radio that you're in now today.
That's true.
And you don't have a laptop.
That's also true.
And frankly, the fact that you haven't bleeped anything up until now is pretty amazing.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. RJ was on for 15 minutes and kept saying curry when he meant cur. And
right.
That's why I was so confused by his point. He's like, does that make sense? I'm like, oh, what's Steph Curry?
It makes a little bit of sense. Yeah. But it'd make more sense.
It made a lot more sense when I realized what he was talking about. So, all right. So here it is. Here's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day, where a 23-year-old Indian woman heard her goat screaming. That's another thing. If you own goats, you're probably not living in the nicest place.
No.
She rushed out of her home in India's western state of Maharashtra when she heard the goat screaming in panic. And the reason was, you know what was there? a tiger.
Oh, boy.
But this young lady did not panic. She grabbed a stick and began hitting the tiger. I'm going to go with not a good move.
Don't hit a tiger with a stick.
I'm sorry. Listen, I don't care how much you like your goat. If a tiger's in there with your goat and your goat's screaming, the goat is going to be, the goat's gone.
Yeah, goat's a goner.
Yeah, the goat's just already dead.
Chalk it up as a loss.
Yeah, get inside.
Find a new goat next week.
And if you want to get revenge, go get your gun or something, but a stick. Do not.
Stick's not going to work.
No. Well, it did work one time in history.
This is why these damn liberals trying to take away all our guns. What happens when a tiger comes in your house?
That's right. What if a tiger eats your goat? Yeah. How you going to feel then?
What are you going to do when you don't have an AR and all you've got is a stick?
That's not going to work against Tiger, yeah. AJ. The best part.
Because guess what? The Tiger's going to have a gun.
Probably.
Even if it's illegal, Tigers don't live by our rules.
Yeah, they have their own set of rules. Yeah, the law of the jungle, right?
That's right.
That means there is no rules. Are no rules, excuse me. Well, I take this back, though. Attacking a tiger with a stick did work one time when Elon hit him with the golf club.
I see what you did there.
All right. She began hitting the tiger, and of course, guess what the tiger did?
It ate her.
It's turned on her.
Yeah.
Rupali's mother, Jijabhai.
Did the goat then pick up a stick and...
The goat was, the story says her mother, Jijabhai, rushed out and joined the fray, dragging her daughter back into the house. Miraculously, both only sustained minor injuries.
The goat and the lady?
The two ladies.
Oh, the goat sustained...
Sadly, the goat did not survive.
Oh, it sustained catastrophic injuries.
Yeah, the goat was chopped up.
Damn.
So she took a photo of her face after...
Moment of silence for that goat.
Oh, yeah. We'll miss you, Billy.
R.I.P.
Yeah. So Rupali took a photo of her face after the fight, in which she can be seen covered in blood.
Yeah, it happens.
Sustained superficial injuries to her head, waist, legs, and hands, while her mother was struck near the eye by the tiger. Oh, they just did an eye of the tiger thing. The doctor treated them, said they had shown exemplary courage, but noted they were lucky the tiger did not bite them, as her injuries would have been much worse. I thought my daughter was going to die, Jijabhai told the BBC, describing her horror when she saw Rupali facing down the ferocious predator with nothing more than a stick. That's not courageous. That's pretty stupid. I'm not taking on a tiger with a stick. I don't know if I'd go after a tiger with a baseball bat. Those are some big creatures, and they're fast. And he gets inside that bat, and you're in trouble. And if you don't get a good swing...
You need either a gun or a large knife. Maybe you can
like
go...
Like a sword.
A sword would be almost too difficult to wield.
But see, with a knife, you got to get in close to that thing. He's going to get those paws on you.
Yeah.
At least with a sword, you might be able to keep him at length and just keep stabbing.
The spin-a-rooney?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You cut off one of his paws.
See, and
that's good luck.
And you'd need a big sword. You'd need to be like a mountain sword, not I don't think you could do a... I don't think you could have like a rapier. I think that wouldn't work.
Oh, no.
Like, not unless you were really, really quick.
I don't even know if like a katana blade, like a ninja blade would work.
Sword. Yeah.
I think it would have to be more like a medieval, like a...
Like a broadsword.
A broadsword,
Not a Hattori Hanzo.
A Hattori Hanzo, maybe.
Yeah.
But if you've got like an aluminum knockoff, like that, like a touristy sword, that ain't going to cut it. You need a Hattori Hanzo. Imagine that if, like, you cut off the tiger's paw, and that could be your new card protector at poker. Like, have a rabbit's foot. If you put out a giant tiger paw.
Yeah, and then you tell the story of how you got it. I don't think anybody's calling your bets.
That's awesome.
I think they're all going to just fold, right?
I would guess.
I would. If you brought a tiger paw, and you chopped off the tiger paw with a samurai sword, I'm probably not messing with that. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
There you go, John. I knew you were going to come through.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Somebody's spouting religious stuff on Twitter. On the text line. Yeah.
About what?
I can't quite understand it. So... I think it was somebody who tried to call in and did it when RJ was on, so he wasn't. Well, if you want to call the show, we'll put you on because I don't know what you're talking about. You're gonna have to explain it to me. And
I'm interested.
I'm
interested. Call in.
Yeah,
we'll take your call this time. Last time we were busy. Now,
That's and if you've listened to the show enough,
if you're spouting nonsense, I want to hear.
I don't know if it's nonsense. I just don't understand it. I'd like it explained to me.
Okay.
Because I don't think you can. I don't think on the text line you can quite get your point across.
Okay.
So I don't know what you mean. If you wish to call in, we'll put you on next. So. And somebody asked me, how's Holly doing on her? I don't know.
She's probably failing miserably.
No, oh, she's probably doing
She came
great.
In here earlier because I knew she was struggling. She was looking for some good juju from us.
I'm sure she's doing great.
I bet she's doing fine.
Yeah. And honestly, man, I'm happy for her to see how far she's come since she tried for Rock the Mic.
Mm-hmm.
She made the finals, but she kind of choked in the finals.
Oh, yes, she did.
But she's
you've mentored her.
I have. I've been working with her now on writing, and now she's doing videos for us. And I think she's got a chance to do something in this business.
I think what this proves really is that you're a better mentor than I am.
Well,
because I've mentored Juggalo Trey since he lost at Rock the Mic.
Yeah,
you interned Holly, or you mentored Holly, and Holly is now doing a national radio show. And Juggalo Trey has been an intern here for like 100 years and with no prospects of doing a national radio show.
Yeah, I think this is my favorite thing about doing Sports Map too. It's not just that you guys are putting great stuff on there that we get to get out to the people, but it's given that kind of a place for people like Holly and Rachel and Mindy and people like that to get a chance to get some experience and let other people see what they can do. And, you know, as you know, in this business, sometimes it's just as simple as somebody's got to give you a chance, right?
Yeah.
And I like being able to give people a chance, and it's working out. And it's great to see, because I think she's, you know, she's got a chance to do well in this business, and somebody else is liking her now. And that's great. You know, I think Juggalo Trey, somebody's just got to like him besides you.
Besides me.
Yeah. I don't think it's the mentoring that's a problem. Maybe it was your decision on who you chose to mentor.
Who I chose to mentor. That was a mistake.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm sorry, 409. I'm still not understanding what you're talking about. So if you want to call in, I would love to hear it. And it's because I'm a dumb. But no, that's my favorite part of that job, is seeing somebody get an opportunity like that. And from what I understand, she did great yesterday, from what everybody said. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and not yet on 94.1.
Too busy golfing over there.
Yeah, we need Henrik to miss his short par putt. Miss it. Miss it, Henrik. Miss it. Come on, you foreigner. Pull it. Hit it up the way. And he made it. We'll be back.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's just one of those days where you don't want to wake up. Everything is... Everybody...
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. On a Friday, you're almost to the finish line, man.
It's unbelievable.
Nah, it's believable.
I mean, I didn't come here today to be a hero. It just happened, you know?
Yeah, I understand that.
I didn't. That wasn't my goal when I woke up this morning to, you know, be like Al Iaquinta and save the show, save the station for the day. It just happened that way. And, you know, I'd like to thank you and Jong for helping me through these last 3 hours, and I'd like to thank Barry and Nick for getting me through the first three. And listen, it's what I've accomplished here today is really unbelievable, and I'm proud of it. But it's nothing I could do alone, and I think we all know that, right? Right?
I think so.
Okay, thank you. And that's enough time. Thank you, Academy. Mm.
Congratulations.
Thanks. It was a big day for me.
Yeah. And, okay, the guy who won't call in keeps texting, and it doesn't make any sense.
Well, tell me what he said.
I can't. There's too much.
Oh, okay.
It's just, it doesn't make any sense.
Because when he called earlier, it said something about another word for pores.
Oh, I'd like to know that.
Yeah.
I'd like to know another word for pores.
Is that not what he's tweeting about or texting now?
I don't understand it, okay? That's all I'm saying. And I think part of it is he's trying to type it too fast. Just call in, but quit texting because it's not doing any good. I can't figure it out.
You're not getting your point across,
no,
mister.
No, no. We'll put you right on. You won't have to wait. We'll give you, in fact, this will be like a Raheel and Dell wait time.
Carte blanche.
We'll put you on so fast, it'll be even faster than them. But
the fastest, the most tremendous.
Yeah, it'll be the most tremendous call ever. Hey, they're having wanted to mention this, a benefit for Alton Ford, who passed away at the age of 37.
Damn.
Yeah, that's...
That's the run that I'm on right now.
Yeah, he's got three little kids. They're having a silent auction, a live auction at 2:30. There's crawfish. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff going on. It's Saturday, April 7th, 11 a.m. until whenever at Daryl's Bar in Santa Fe. So, if you're in the area, go check him out. But stage 4 lymphoma and...
Damn.
He was about to start his fifth round of chemo when he passed away.
It's the worst.
And they had set this up before he passed. And then, so, again, Saturday, April 7th, 11 a.m. until whenever at Daryl's Bar in Santa Fe.
Are you guys still against cancer? I'm still way against it.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Yeah. Jong?
No, the cancer power rankings have moved them up
okay.
a little bit.
You're against it?
Even more.
Okay. Good. I just want to make sure if one of us ever turns pro cancer, I don't want that. So I just need to check up on you guys every once in a while.
You know who's pro cancer?
Who?
Big Pharma.
You know who else? Joe Camel.
Yeah. I don't know that he's pro. I just don't think he's anti.
And the Marlboro man.
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I bet he might have changed his tune.
Who was in that movie with the Marlboro Man?
Harley Davidson.
Harley Davidson. Yeah.
And I bet I know where he got his Harley from.
I bet I do too, but I don't have that commercial.
Oh, okay.
Darn. That good try, though.
Another good setup. Jeez. Hey, but I do want to mention that, with you speaking for them, I had a friend of mine who went out there and bought a bike and just raved about the place.
Nice.
So
yeah, good people, man. Good people, good customer service. And if you need your bike worked on, I can't recommend it highly enough.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. So remember Mandy, who used to work here?
Mandy Esparza.
Esparza.
Not right. The snitch.
Not the snitch.
Mandy's my homegirl.
She was one of our favorites to, I think, come through here in the promotions. And says, I'm at the horse track for a birthday in the suites, and the lady said, let's get this out of the way. How old are you?
Mandy, she doesn't look old.
No.
So.
And she's reading the tip sheet. I've got some long shots this week, and I don't do as well as quarter horses.
What'd she do, tweet that to you?
Yeah, she tweeted it to me. All right, this I think this is 409, because he's talking about pores. Let's see what Jonathan has to say.
Hello, Jonathan Sports.
I'm kind of scared.
Of what?
Okay. He got scared. Are we that scary?
I'm going to go with that's fake news.
Yeah. I don't think that was
a fake Jonathan.
I don't think that was the real Jonathan. In fact, I'm certain it wasn't. I don't think the real Jonathan would have gotten scared.
Damn.
But he got on, and then he got scared and ran. Somebody said Marlboro Man died.
That's too bad.
Yeah, there's. I'm reading this, and there's about four... claimed to be for a Marlboro Man. Guess what they all died of?
Lung cancer?
Yeah.
Well, what about, wasn't Mickey Rourke one of those? He was either Harley Davidson or the Marlboro Man. Don Johnson was the other one. They're still alive.
They're both still alive.
Yeah. I'm not sure which was which.
I don't know. This says four men who claim to have appeared in Marlboro-related advertisements
right, but
died.
The Marlboro, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man, the movie... Don Johnson was the Marlboro Man, okay. and he's still alive.
He's still kicking. Yeah.
Yeah.
That movie was so awful. And the dialogue, not that you should ever go watch it, but it's one of those, there's some people who do this in dialogue. It's very rare when I see it, but the whole movie, where whenever they address each other, they use their names. It would be like every time I started to talk, AJ, what do you think about this? Well, Fred, I think this. That's really cool, AJ. Very good. Yeah, Fred, I think so too. Yeah, that it. Every line of dialogue they use their names. It is so distracting that about 5 minutes into the movie, you're like, okay, we got it. Hey, Harley. Hey, Marlboro. Yeah, we got it.
I'm always curious how Don Johnson, like how he took off. Because I understand Miami Vice was a pretty popular show.
Yeah.
I never thought it was good.
And I was never that big on it.
And then
even though it had Cheech.
And then he was in Nash Bridges.
Yeah, Cheech. I love Cheech. Cheech is funny, but I didn't like that show.
Nash Bridges wasn't a good show.
Yeah. You know what was
And good? That was like his biggest movie, Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
I'll tell you what was a good movie, The Hot Spot. Mainly because it had Virginia Madsen when she was young and hot and Jennifer Connelly, and he banged them both.
Okay. He had appearances in Django.
Yes.
And Machete.
True. You know, one of my show, my favorite shows that used to be on TV was Burn Notice. They did that with the dialogue too much, too. You know, where they use the names too much. Mike. See, you're going to be watching a show one day, and you're going to notice that. Okay. And then you're going to say, okay, this is annoying. Not that you should go watch that movie just for that. All right, well, things can't get any worse with a caller, so let's trail you, Mike. Go
yes,
ahead.
Yes, sir.
Say sports.
I think that last caller may have been Shrek with a naked woman in front of him.
It could have been. I miss our boy Shrek. What happened to him?
Yeah, I don't know. He got scared. That was actually not a bad call from OU Mike for a change. I guess Tin Cup was probably his biggest, huh?
Yeah, he was pretty big in it. But, he was like, what, third fiddle in that movie?
No. I guess he was.
Kevin Costner was the main
guy.
And then the chick.
Yeah.
He was. What's the chick's name?
I don't remember. I hated that movie. I thought it was awful.
God, what is her name? Rene Russo.
Yeah.
He would have been, I think he, well, Cheech was also in that movie, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think Don Johnson would be third guy in that movie.
You know, in 2010, he appeared on WWE Raw as himself.
I did not. I was unaware of that. Jong would have known. He was watching wrestling back then.
He was in 5 episodes of Eastbound and Down. I think I vaguely remember that. But, yeah, The Hot Spot was 1990.
Oh, boy.
So you can imagine what Jennifer Connelly looked like back then.
Oh, yeah.
It was directed by Dennis Hopper, the late Dennis Hopper, who helped me win my last Deadpool.
R.I.P. Dennis.
Don Johnson, Virginia Madsen, and Jennifer Connelly. So, I don't remember much about it, except I just thought those were the two hottest women in the world at the time.
They were up there.
You know, but Virginia Madsen was always... And I saw her in something recently.
Is she holding up?
She's held up. She's held up. Not, you know, it's not quite... I mean, there was a movie I think she did called Gotham, where she's completely naked in a tub. It was an HBO movie.
Yeah, I'm not big on Virginia Madsen.
Well, back in the day.
She's not my style.
In the 90s, yeah, if you'd have seen that one. She was also in Candyman. That was not as sexy.
No.
All right. I don't know how the hell we got on this. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hoffman, you did it. You could be a hero if just for one day.
Just for one day.
This was your day.
We could be heroes.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan sing that song?
No, that was David.
Bob Dylan never did that.
Bob Dylan would have been
when I do it, it sounds like Bob Dylan. We could be heroes.
Well, Bowie's lower.
Yeah, his is better. Yeah, like, yeah. When I do it, it sounds like Bob Dylan and it sucks.
I actually can do a decent Bowie. I did Under Pressure with a friend of mine's band once.
That's pretty tough.
Did the Bowie one. Well, the Freddie Mercury thing's impossible. My friend couldn't sing it, so that part sucked, but
I always feel like Freddie Mercury and Robert Plant, that's probably like the two hardest.
Yeah, and a lot of people try to mimic Robert Plant, and it sounds like
it sounds lame.
It sounds like Ann Wilson of Heart when they did rock and roll.
Right.
Even the guys, but I just don't think.
But that Greta Van Fleet, that guy, he can do it.
He's close, and there was a band called Zebra where the lead singer was pretty close.
Zebra?
Zebra.
Oh, Zebra.
Yeah, find Who's Behind the Door, and we'll go out with that, and you can hear it. But first, we need to do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. You know, that's what we're going to do differently today.
What's that?
We're going to do the show completely blinded.
Well, I was going to say, what are the odds you have something to complain about right off the bat?
You can't do this. Like, there's no way that this show could... Is that helping? Putting on sunglasses?
No, it's actually not.
The lights are so bright that when I look over towards you, it takes my eyes a moment to adjust before I can see you.
Well, these were brought in specifically for television.
Yeah, I specifically don't do television.
I have sex with an asshole, one or the other. That's what I would do.
Gendry wasn't a legitimate son. He was a bastard.
Right.
So he's not a legitimate
son. You can legitimize him.
Well, I guess you could, but he's not anymore since Robert's dead.
Yeah, well, it doesn't really matter because they're all going to be dead when the Night King wins. What the hell?
I'm having to adjust my microphone. That's what we have to do around here now.
Jesus.
It's like a big process to adjust these things. You want to get some juice? You get nude. That's DeAndre Hopkins.
I guess that's how you get famous these days. Maybe I should just DM my genitals to somebody who then makes them public.
I'll do that for you.
No, not you.
Why?
Guys, it just would be weird. It needs to be a woman.
People would think it was weird that you were DMing me a picture of your genitals.
Yeah, I think that's a little too much. Wait a minute. Why am I doing this?
I just thought,
how did this happen?
I thought we were trying to get you some steam, some pop.
I'm okay.
The Red Sox.
Somebody.
That's the most clever chant we've heard today, I think.
Yeah, that guy just yelled Astros.
But they looked like they were drawn by a 5-year-old.
And Charlie Morton.
Oh, yeah, could be that, yeah. But,
Hey, Astros!
I had a TSA agent recognize me one time when we were flying somewhere, and he still went through the whole thing.
Yeah. Maybe he was a big fan, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't know.
The pat down?
We did linger a little too long in one place.
Yeah. I love the show.
All right.
I wish I could tell you how much I love the show, but I'll just have to show you with my hand. He snaps his glove.
The whole Masters is pretentious. Golf is pretentious.
Don't tell that to Granato. He'll hit you over the head with his wedge.
Who cares?
His gap wedge.
I'll hit John in the gap.
Hey, man, whatever your lifestyle is, that's your business.
Damn right it is.
I don't really need to hear about it.
Well, then don't listen.
How do I not listen?
I don't know.
You can tell that to a listener.
Figure it out.
It's easier for you to say, hey, you don't have to listen, so they can change a channel. I can't change a channel.
Turn your headphones down.
I can't turn my headphones down. I have to do the show.
Then I'll hit John in the gap.
Okay, you do that.
Tell me what I can and can't say.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week. Oh, good stuff. You guys got any fun plans for the weekend?
Baseball.
Of course.
And I'm going to a 10-year-old's birthday party on
Sunday.
Sounds
fun.
And we're doing paintball.
With 10-year-olds?
Yeah.
Are you going to be out there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. The 10-year-old, he's one of the kids on our baseball team. He invited me to the party. He said that I was going to be first pick over his dad because he gets first pick. And
I feel like you'd be at a severe disadvantage if you're super tall. But then again, you're going up against 10-year-olds.
Jung, I was trained to be an infantryman by the United States government. I think I can handle some 10-year-olds.
So this might be the closest, like, that game we play, how many 5-year-olds you can beat. How many 10-year-olds you can beat?
How many 10-year-olds can I shoot with a paintball before I die?
We will want to know we'll want to know the numbers.
Okay.
Hopefully
I don't lose an eye.
Yeah, no pressure. John, you got anything?
My buddy just texted me saying he has 2 tickets to the Astros game tonight, so I'm going to skedaddle over there to Minute Maid Park.
Cool. I think I'm going to go check out that rodeo goat tonight for the first time.
Rodeo goat.
Yeah, it's that.
I know what it is.
Yeah, it's highly recommended, so we'll see. I'll have a report.
All right.
Yeah, these guys were.
I'm going to miss you this weekend.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You've got John Granato in his gap.
Mind the gap.
All right. I want to thank everybody for listening. John, A+. Hoffman gets an A+ for going 6 hours today with no screw ups.
That's right.
And I was actually pretty good today, but I can't ever get myself more than a B+. So that's kind of the max for me. And that's going to wrap it up. I hope everybody has an awesome weekend. Stay dry. Till Monday, stay sportsy, bitches.